This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December 9. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalm 118, verses 8 to 9. It says there, "It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes." End of quote. Corrie ten Boom, who was honored by the nation Israel by naming her righteous among the nations, said this: "Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God." End of quote. She and her family members helped many Jews escape the Nazi Holocaust during the World War II time period by hiding them in her home. Later, all of them were arrested and sent to Ravensbrück concentration camp. She wrote a famous book in her later years called The Hiding Place, in which she explains how she found hope while in the concentration camp. She endured such horrible evil. She had to see her own family die in the prison camp. In the midst of all, she revealed the secret of unshakable trust in the goodness of the Lord, that she became the radiance of light and hope for many in the years followed. Her life history still motivates many to trust in God and keep the peace, hope, and quietness in the tragedies of life. Beloved, it appears God had to warn us frequently in the Bible pages about the foolishness and danger of trusting man or princes, in contrast to trusting Him for all our needs. God warned us to trust Him on an ongoing basis for small and significant needs of our lives. Do you remember Jesus when He taught the disciples how to pray? Taught them to pray to the Father in heaven for our daily bread, means daily food, the forgiveness of debts and sins, and protection from temptation and the evil one. Matthew 6:9-13. Beloved, you see, we will be far better off by placing our trust in the Lord. The Lord is the one who is willing and capable of meeting all our needs: physical, spiritual, mental, financial, relational, health, and you name all. God is able to meet our needs. Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17:5-6, it says, "Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength." End of quote. It says there, if we trust the man and do not trust God, our hearts may turn away from the loving Lord. The result is we would become like a shrub in the desert and shall not see any good outcome. A man who trusts in the man and not God would end up dwelling in the parched places of the wilderness in an uninhabited land. Sure, I do not want to live in the parched areas of the wilderness or in an uninhabited land, do you? However, if Lord is our trust and refuge, He makes us lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside quiet waters, and He refreshes our soul on an ongoing basis. He prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies, and our cup will overflow all the days of our life. Psalm chapter 23. Sure, it is better, far better, to trust in the Lord than to trust in man or princes. Don't you agree? I remember my boyhood days when I learned the bicycle ride. It is a practice, learned experience or skill. However, do you know, once you got the bicycle balance, you will never lose the balance. Even when you get old, you can still ride a bicycle if you are healthy to ride. Trusting the Lord through our life's good and bad experiences is also a learned experience, isn't it? In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, Paul says, he encouraged Timothy to train for godliness because while physical exercise and training is of some value for this life, training or practicing godliness holds promises for the present life and also for the life to come. Beloved, our daily insight today is, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. The more we get advanced in our age, we would appreciate this eternal truth of the Bible, don't we? King David wrote this psalm. David shared his life experience in these verses. You see, he was betrayed and chased by his enemies. He had to run away even from his own palace because of the rebelliousness of his son. You see, through it all, he learned a great lesson, and that is this: people around us are going to fail us. However, God will never fail us. Because David trusted God, God lifted him in his due time. God promised a shepherd boy who fully trusted God to become the greatest king of the nation Israel. The good Lord never failed David in all his dark and painful experiences. Beloved, He will do the same thing for you and me. Don't you agree? Yes, He will do the same, because He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, help me to trust in You rather than trusting in man or princes. Like David and like Corrie ten Boom and many other people down through the history, I know I can trust You fully, Lord. I do trust You. I know You sent Your Son, Jesus Christ, to save me. That much You loved me. So I can trust You, Lord. And Jesus died and rose again for me, for my sins. I believe and accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.